fighting for America.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Fighting for Idaho.
We hold these truths to be so living that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Fighting for you.
You ask me why I love it? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Happy 4th of July.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Howdy ho, Kevin Miller here, 580 KIDO. Want to invite you to join me tonight at the God and Country Festival. We will be there shortly after the gates open at 5. It is free. It's at the Ford Idaho Center. It's at the amphitheater. We would love for you to join us. This is my first year there. And one thing I love about the Ford Idaho Center, it's very easy to get to. You just get on the highway. You get off at exit 38. You're good to go. And if you live in Meridian, you just go down the Cherry Lane to the Caneda, and you're good to go. Or if you're coming from Nampa, Caldwell, you know how to get there. So we're looking forward to that. Being on stage with a lot of great folks. Do want to thank our friend Dee Sarton from Channel 7 for welcoming me. Also, the folks there at the God and Country Festival for saying, hey, Kevin, would you like to be a small part of it? And look, anything that reinforces what America is, faith, family, freedom, God, and country, well, we're all about that. We are so much about that. Now more than ever, when we take a look at the events of today, and there are a lot of events going on. By the way, I did want to let you know, now I have full disclosure here, until somebody tells me, oh, you can't do it, Kevin Miller, but the phone lines are not working. We're having some renovations in the building, nothing to do with the staff or the management of the broadcast center. So this is where you would expect Kevin Miller to go, wow, they can't even give me a such and such to work with. No, not the case. Not the case indeed. This is just a situation beyond our control. And it happens, and you have that in your workplace. How many times have you been at work or somewhere else and say, I need that email? Why didn't you send me that email? Our email's down. I remember, as John Mounts will tell you, the character who Sweet William is based on, that I would smack the computer a lot to try and get it to work. Never really helped, but it passed the time. So the phone lines are out. And this is where, for people that are dependent on the phones, and we're dependent on you, we love you in a heterosexually appropriate way. But this is where people who, you know, take a bunch of phone calls, which is great, would be panicked. What do I do? I know a guy who almost makes $1 million in talk radio, a gentleman that I humbly have learned a lot from, that when the phones go down, they just put on a tape, just how it is. He's smart because to be able to communicate, to be able to validate ideas, to be able to go one-on-one without any reinforcement, without any backup, is a skill that is acquired. You know, the FM jabroni slappies that would like to be talk show hosts but can never be, they'll just put on some more Slim Whitman. Talk a little, no phones, no big deal. But for you and I, it's the lifeblood. But I've personally been trained like a ninja for many, many years, well before 580KIDO. In fact, coming up next year, if I remain employed, it'll be my 20th year doing talk radio, nothing else, talk radio. And I can remember the beauty, the nobility of my first radio job, and I'll always be grateful to the gentleman that gave that to me. I worked for free for 2 years, worked nights at the mall, nights at TV stations, and lived my dream each and every day. His name, Ed Leicious, Woody Woodland as well. And they saw something in me. And I can remember the first time that I went in, I thought, and this happens to a lot of people, I thought that I was going to be the next big thing because I had things to say. And you know what happened? I talked for like 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden panic set in. And then I realized how difficult this job was. Well, I better book some guests, fill up some time. And then I had a greater appreciation for, at the time, the guy that, you know, really has created this genre and taken it to an incredible level. Not on this station anymore, but you know who I'm talking about. I had such great respect for him. And folks like Bill O'Reilly, because Bill O'Reilly worked his way up through small TV markets. You lose something when you go from television or spokesperson to radio. There is a magic to it. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I say it's the ultimate form of rejection or acceptance, really. Is it accurate sometimes? No. Is it fair? Well, neither is life. Is it fair that sometimes the harder that you work, the less return on investment you get? I mean, you take a look at the effort yesterday by the U.S. national team. Heck, they should have won. They were outshot 18-1 or something like that, but they had the effort. Didn't matter. They had people pretending to be experts on soccer, and that's one of the great things that I will enjoy about the U.S. not being in soccer anymore is that we can sit back and say to ourselves, we don't have to pretend to be experts on soccer anymore, do we? I mean, we don't. We don't have to pretend to know what a striker, midfielder, or the people with the accents on television telling us what, oh, that's a red Dannebrook. Oh, he wasn't offsides. As if offsides means anything in real sports. So anyway, sorry to be full of myself, but I thought I was, again, for entertainment purposes only, the phones are down, so it will be you and me. And I've learned a lot here at 580 KIDO, probably the hardest I've ever worked as far as earning an audience, and I have a long way to go. But I, you know, and Russell and Pat from Middleton and others can remember the various incarnations of this program where sometimes, you know, this has happened in Alabama, Carolina, Pittsburgh, where the phones don't work. Or you decide to do a long-form talk show in the morning that hasn't been done, and you have to create an audience. To get people to call in, it's tough in the morning. You got things to do. You're trying to get up and start the day. You know, that was the original incarnation of this program, and we still do that. And we try and, you know, again, give you some newsmakers, give you some issues, give you your talk. And again, if you're just tuning in, the phones aren't working today. But that's okay. As I said, for entertainment purposes only, there's more of me. So we had one email about soccer. Let's go to the other at 580KIDO. We have Tea Party Bob saying, why would anybody go to the Grove? Well, there was, what, 1,000 people that went down there? This is from Bob in Boise. So we had one Bob. Now we've got another. Kevin, we could make NBA basketball just as exciting as World Cup soccer. Raise the basket to 12 feet and make the rim 1 inch bigger than the ball. Then we would have games that ended in a score 6-5. How fun would that be? Good point. And maybe we could have like the tallest person be the goalie, if you will. More thoughts on soccer if you missed it. A lot of people were pumped up for the game, but were they pumped up for the game or are they pumped up just not to work?
Beautiful day, not too hot, not too cold. Lemonade, some kettle corn, soccer in the big screen. Let's have some fun all the way.
You got to watch the game. I'm sure productivity in the U.S. is awful right now.
It's the most patriotic thing I've ever seen.
This is actually my first watch party. I'm coming from the Naval Academy. It's one of the single greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God!
This World Cup gave a good example of what soccer is in the United States. It's only going to grow. We're only going to get better.
I think we just ran out of time. But they show what the true heart of the United States of America is all about.
Next year, our next World Cup, Russia, USA is going to win.
There you have it. Next time. We'll see you we'll see you in 4 years. So much for the World Cup. By the way, this is on the Kevin Miller Facebook page and others. I love this one. Thank you, Russell, from Texas via CUNA for listening. Here's something that we posted on here. Headline: According to an opinion poll, World Cup's a lib game, just 30% of the nation following it. Oh, it's growing bigger and bigger, biggest ratings ever, not compared to the established sports. Russell from CUNA, he remembers it. I remember the first time he called in, and Linda from Emmett, when this program would be Kevin Miller Talks to Himself, and you're saying, wasn't that what you're doing now? Well, it's kind of old school today. Partisan politics seems to be everywhere. According to YouGov.com, 35% of people watching soccer are liberals. That's right. The libs taking over the world's game. 34% are moderates. So if you're a liberal, if you're a moderate, and I know what you're saying, Kevin Miller, I like you, but you've crossed the line this time. I'm going to fire off another email. Well, you have to because the phones don't work. 27% of the self-described conservatives are watching the World Cup. As for soccer viewing, when the World Cup is not being played, 24% of the liberals, 21% of moderates, and 14% of conservatives watch the sport. Overall, 28% of the nation considers the sport the most boring to watch. Hello, holla, holla, holla. I agree with the rest of the country. Strip out politics out of the equation, and just 30% of the nation is paying attention to the World Cup. Take that, Phil Hardy. With 70% watching it not closely or not at all. Well, you're not going to hear that anywhere else. There's a reason because the World Cup is popular. It's because they tell us it's popular. It's because they tell us that we should watch it. Imagine if they told us, you really need to learn proper grammar. And I know it's not exciting. You're not going to get 80,000 people in a stadium to listen to an English professor talk about direct and indirect objects. Or how about this? How about a history professor really telling us about the Constitution from a great place like Hillsdale College with their free Constitution courses and such? How many people would we get for that one? Probably not as many as we've seen for the World Cup. But again, they lost. We move on. But remember, when everybody starts yapping about this, 35% libs, 34% moderates, 27% conservatives, and only 30% of the nation has followed it, which will drop off to about 15%. Because do you really care? Oh, what? What's that? The phone? No, the phones aren't working. Phones aren't working still? Okay, how about this? You can email me. How exciting. And I will bring inflection and passion and everything else to those emails. Ha ha! More of me. But anyway, 30% of the nation says we'll be seeing you. Back to the point. Do you really care who wins between Brazil and, is it Argentina or Chile? Oh, Chile lost in a shootout. Okay, and by the way, why don't they just say tie the score like we do in America instead of the great equalizer? An equalizer. What is that? Okay, you're listening. At least for now. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. It's a
heartache. For the second straight World Cup, Team USA's run ends in the round of 16.
Belgium is a winner, and for the United States, a great effort in the end, but not enough once they went down by two.
I think we just ran out of time.
You got to give him credit for coming back when it was 2-0 and not giving up.
All right, there we have it, the heartache. Do you feel it? Do you feel the heartache? It's kind of funny how everybody has kind of jumped off the soccer bandwagon, and we judge that by, well, just the morning shows, if you will. You've got CBS and NBC. You've got NBC, the skinny on fast food with the chickens. Who knows what's going on at CBS? And now we're getting ready for this big hurricane in North Carolina. Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. I'm thinking to myself, by the way, you're listening to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO and 580KIDO.com, where we have something called the Kevin Miller Hot List and all these other wonderful items. But I'm sitting here, and I was talking to my wife. You would know her as Mrs. Miller. And last night I'm watching some of the local folks, and I think this is like every local weather forecast. People are worried about, or the local people are telling us what's happening in North Carolina. And I love North Carolina, probably one of my favorite places to visit from a historical beauty, blah, blah, blah place is the Outer Banks. And you know, they have hurricanes there and everything else, but I don't know if that fits into like the local weather criteria. Oh, and Cape Hatteras there. Does anybody know where Cape Hatteras is here? And we're blessed. Hey, it's a tough gig doing weather here. Because what's it going to be now until, I don't know, now until September? Triple digits, chance of storms, triple digits, wear the sunscreen, triple digits. We had an awesome June, a great May. Remember last year? I mean, we started getting triple digits like in June, didn't we? Or at least it felt like it. Anyway, I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's so you got to fill the time. So I guess that's what you have to do. Anyway. Back to something serious, back to something relevant. We've been talking a little bit about immigration. You've got Luis Gutierrez of Illinois lobbying now. Now, there's no more pro-amnesty representative in Congress than Representative Gutierrez. So what does he want the president to do with the illegals?
When you take a humanitarian crisis on the border and you demonize and you mock children, then it's time for us to simply issue the red card and say we're going to move on. So here's what my point of view is. If you want to come back and discuss this, fine. But in the interim period, yeah, I believe the President of the United States has already in statute, in the law, the ability to heal and put in a safe harbor millions of undocumented immigrants while the Congress of the United States finally decides that it's going to take action. But you know what? I don't see any action. What they're thinking about is a very short-term...
Hey, buddy, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that? We have more people unemployed in this country than ever before. We have people that are good, honest, God-fearing, patriotic Americans who can't get a job. As we talked about, if you were with us from the very beginning when the phones did work, Steve Camerata from the Center for Immigration Studies blew up the myth perpetrated by the proponents of the guest worker program, one being Congressman Labrador, who's in favor of bringing in folks with high-tech degrees. And what did Stephen Camerata say, just like Mark Kevorkian said? Look, we graduate more of those people than twice as many as the rest of the world. And we can't give them jobs because there are no jobs. So why in the world would we bring in more people, high tech and low tech, to take jobs away from the native born? That's right. I said it. The native born Americans. And then we have this guy, this slappy, who's sitting there with a straight face saying, giving us a red card. Look, dude, soccer's over, number one. Number two, the idea that we're going to take care of other people's kids. Do you like it when people throw their kids at you, not being insensitive to children? But really, isn't that a burdensome when people take advantage of your graciousness, advantage of your humility? Then all of a sudden, instead of an hour babysitting, it turns into 5 hours, and then the kids run amok, and maybe the parents never pick them up, and then you've got these wildlings, if you will. That's what's going on at the border. We have to pay for them. Simply, we can't do it. But what the libs want to do is buy time. To quote an old Larry Miller axiom, buy time, buy time. And basically run out the clock. Well, they're here. They've been here 2 weeks. We can't send them back. They've been here 4 weeks. We can't send them back. I mean, you talk about, and in liberal progressive California, thankfully, people are saying enough already. Now, whether the libs hear it or not, that's a good question.
We have no rights. We have no rights whatsoever. The immigrants, they have more rights than we do.
They have more rights than we do. Wow.
We need the National Guard on that border.
Yeah, I think we need Delta Force on that border.
Go back! Yeah! Go back to where I'm from!
Of course, those people will be labeled as very, very bad folks who don't understand the concept of America. that don't understand, that are unfriendly, they'll be demonized by folks like Gutierrez.
Goal of the 2014 election. What they forget is 900,000 Latinos turn 18 every year, and yes, they're all citizens of the United States. Look, the Democratic the demographic tsunami that is they're going to have to confront in 2016 is one that they can't overcome. So, if you want to be a
so, how did all these folks get into the country? Did they get here legally? Considering if you go by the standards of the immigration law, whether you're from Central America, or from Mexico, or wherever else, you're only supposed to be like, I think legally it's like 100, or not 100, it's like 10,000. And yet because we've opened the doors through the Chamber of Commerce, the National Chamber of Commerce, we've opened the doors through banks like Bank of America saying, I mean, do you remember this? Maybe it didn't happen here, but in the, one of the, what do they call it, destination states like the Carolinas, they actually had programs from Bank of America that if you were here illegally, that if you were here illegally, they had a special program that would help you get a home. As we've talked about before, in Nevada and in 11 other states, you can be here illegally and get a driver's license. Now, if you live in Nampa, can you get a card to the Meridian Library? If you live in Nampa, can you get can you say you're from Boise? No. It's the liberal, progressive, punitive double standards that are tearing this country apart. I love the Patriot Act where they know what I buy at whatever supermarket I go to, but I have no privacy. However, we're not going to ask for papers or documentation. What do police officers ask for when you get pulled over? You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
For the second straight World Cup, Team USA's run ends in the round of 16.
Belgium is a winner, and for the United States, a great effort in the end, but not enough once they went down by two.
I think we just ran out of time.
You got to give them credit for coming back when it was 2-0 and not giving up.
Belgium is a winner.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, we're starting to get bombarded with folks. They're mad because the phones aren't working. And I have this from Jim and Star, and Jim from Star says, Kevin, I don't know whether to believe you on whether or not the phones are not working, whether it's the people redoing your building upstairs, or it's, how should we say this, a conspiracy perpetrated by you so that the listeners don't get a voice because you're so egocentric. Well, Jim from Star, I don't know what to tell you. But the phones are not working, but that's okay. We've got some great content coming up. And let me just throw in, it could be the NSA. It could be a sign. Hold on for a minute. Let me pause here. You'll like this in a minute, special mystery guest. It's not that mystery guest. It's a good mystery guest. It could be a sign that the NSA has decided to take over. And by the way, this is not Sam Kinison. This is Kevin Miller trying very hard to do his Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Make sure you get your salt purification methods and make sure your water is good to go. Let me tell you something. They're taking over. They're taking over my phones. I don't know what to do. Joining us now from the Boise Fire Department, Romeo Gervais. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What a lead-in.
Good to have you with us here at 580 KIDO.
Thank you.
This is the time of year that's very scary for all of us, regardless of where we live. We've got these slappies that are jumping around trying to play the fireworks display in our neighborhoods. How can we keep our homes and our families safe?
Well, I guess the biggest thing that you can do is if you yourself are taking part is to use them safely. Make sure to use the correct types of fireworks. So things that are legal here, things that don't explode or leave the ground are the legal version of the fireworks. And, make sure where you use them is probably the biggest thing. You know, in the middle of the cul-de-sac is much better than under your grandma's juniper bush.
You know, I'm a little worried because I'm not worried about myself because I don't do much. I watch the Smithsonian or the National Geographic Channel. I might sing a, a patriotic verse, but no, I have wonderful neighbors, and then I have the Sons of Anarchy in my neighborhood as well, and I'm concerned about some nitwit hitting a bottle rocket on my roof and catching my house on fire.
Absolutely. So I think the best thing that you can do personally is to get up on your roof and take a look around for needles, anything that could burn, and clear that off. I think that would probably be the biggest thing to help with. And then the follow-up piece, obviously, is if you need to, you can call the non-emergency number, and there's patrols out, if you will, from the police department as well.
It's a challenge, though, as we're talking about the weekend, because we have the 4th of July in Boise, we've got it in Star, we've got it everywhere. So we have a lot of first responders, we have a lot of emergency personnel assigned to these places. So take a look for needles, take a look on your roof. How dangerous is this? People say, well, Kevin, everybody does it, but until your house is on fire, we you know, how significant is it?
Sure. It's definitely a significant issue, and not even just the houses. I mean, we look at the environment that we sit in, and we're going into a high-temperature peak here with really low-temperature fuels. So I think it is a significant issue in the sense that no matter what kind of fireworks they are, they can certainly cause fires.
So we take, you know, it's funny because I've shared this with people here at 580KIDO, and it's just how fragile life is. And I was working on some gopher holes at this house I was renting in Meridian. And I got some stuff from a store that I won't name. The guy was very thorough with me. But you stick it in the ground and it burns them out. Or it smokes them out.
Sure.
And one thing that I didn't do is I didn't have my hose ready. So I stick it in the ground, and before I know it, I smell something burning. It's this dry tree next to my house. And then, no kidding, I got the wall going up in flames, so I'm running around, getting my Home Depot bucket, throwing it on there. And you're just thinking how fragile life and property can be, especially during the summer months here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we can probably learn a lesson from a Boy Scout motto and be prepared, if you will. I think that's so much of the key to all of this stuff, no matter what types of fireworks or what you're doing for 4th of July, whether you're going on the river or whether you're using fireworks or even whether you're going to the park just to watch the fireworks display, you know, knowing what's going on and what hazards exist and being prepared for them and being able to take care of them if they do occur.
We can never be too safe, so let me hit you with this one. What do you do if you see some unexploded fireworks?
Well, I mean, we do kind of have an amnesty program, if you will. So if they're your unexploded fireworks and you want to get rid of them.
Well, no, let's say you light them and all of a sudden they don't go off.
Oh,
they're
sure.
In your yard. They're in somewhere else. So for the maximum amount of safety, what should you do?
Uh-huh. So I guess it kind of depends on the types of fireworks. So if it's your normal fireworks in the terms that you'd buy in town and maybe they didn't light, I'd probably just leave them there for some period of time, a couple hours maybe, just to make sure that they're not going to ignite. You know, the old adage used to be soak them in a bucket of water, and that's actually not a great thing to do.
Actually, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So actually soaking explosives or mortar or things like that in a bucket of water actually makes them more unstable than if you don't soak them in a bucket of water. So just the way that the water reacts with the materials, it actually makes them a little bit less stable. So so that's not what we recommend. We kind of recommend just leaving them be to make sure that they're not still burning or going to explode. And then once they, you know, are a safe period of time has gone by, a couple hours or something like that, then you could get rid of them.
Right. And again, you can always you have any safety tips on your website or anything?
Sure, we certainly do. If you go to cityofboise.org and then go to the fire department, you can certainly check out a bunch of different safety tips. NFPA.org as well has a bunch of great safety tips on there as well as a bunch of statistics for, you know, injuries from fireworks. I mean, we have over 9,300 injuries nationwide from fireworks every year. So,
well, that's where I was going to next here at 580KIDO. Every year we hear about this, little kids or not so little kids get their fingers blown off or something horrible. Prevention tips, anything?
Yeah, I don't use those kind of fireworks.
Right.
I mean, that's probably the biggest prevention tip.
I get intimidated by the sparklers. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sparklers burn upwards of 1,200 degrees.
Wow.
So maybe the best solution is not to let your three-year-old run around with the sparkler and draw his name in the air. even my five-year-old, if he has a sparkler, I'm going to supervise him and hold it for him with him, you know. So I think it's that parental supervision, once again, with, you know, especially with juveniles and sparklers and things like that, because they can do every bit as much damage as, you know, an M80.
Right. So. Romeo Gervais with us here, Boise Fire Department. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's talk a little bit about the fire department. You all do such great works. We're talking about your fundraisers for lymphoma, for the burn victims, for everything else. Tell us a little bit about why, when we think of the community, you know, we think of a lot of our great first responders, but, you know, the fire department, they have that special place in our hearts, and some of the community outreach that y'all do.
Well, as you say, we do a bunch of different things. I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is the burnout fund that's kind of run through our union. They're able to come out after a fire and are able to give the families in need at that point in time a small amount of money to kind of get them back and going. And I think that's such a critical piece that, as we mentioned, kind of when that house catches on fire and you lose a lot of your possessions, you kind of don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. You don't even have, you know, a credit card half the time because your wallet was on the counter.
Everything's gone.
And just getting a little bit of money, a little bit of a hotel room voucher for the night, somebody to talk to, I think, you know, that's probably one of my proudest functions that we do.
You know, my favorite one, and again, I've just, you know, been a fan of the fire departments from the media perspective, is when you guys are in full gear and do the step thing.
Sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we have a bunch of people that do it. We've been one of the highest fundraisers, you know, the last few years. It seems to keep growing and growing. And it's really a good ability for us to get out, connect with the community a little bit, earn some funds, and also, you know, recognize some great causes. So,
indeed. Anything else that you would like to share with us here at 580KIDO?
You know, I think I just want to, you know, pass along to all the listeners out there, have a great 4th of July. The city puts on a great fireworks display down at Ann Morrison, and we certainly would encourage you to come down and view that rather than maybe performing your own in your backyard.
Yeah, that is, I don't really understand the need to do that. Any studies that, I mean, that's probably outside your jurisdiction, but that's okay. I spout off on things about that I don't know about all the time here. Just the idea of the need to do that, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't have studies on that, but I mean, I've looked at personal or, you know, inner dynamics of people. Even just you think about, like, people exiting a building.
Right.
And their prime focus is to go back out the main door they came in. So that's why we've had, you know, so many devastating fires where the people have kind of gotten blocked in that main entryway when there's an exit door just to their left. So, yeah, people are an interesting breed, but I have more things on that, on egress movement dynamics and stuff like that than...
It's a little over our head here.
Yeah. Well, hey, come on.
That's the high end on the food for your brain scale.
Well, the whole moral of that story is look for an alternative exit if you're in a bar drinking and it catches on fire.
Scary stuff, though, when your house goes up. I mean, having seen that and... You know, the most amazing thing is my neighbors just watched. Nobody helped.
Hmm.
Yeah, nobody helped.
That's not usually what we see. Usually we see neighbors jumping in or, yeah. You know, helping, whether it be, you know, we had the...
Guess they didn't like me.
Yeah, I could be.
I get that a lot. Well, Romeo, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work. So, working on some gopher holes at this house I was renting in Meridian. And I got some stuff that you stick in the ground and it burns them out. So I stick it in the ground, and before I know it, I smell something burning. It's this dry tree next to my house. No kidding. I got the wall going up in flames.
Are your ears burning yet? They should be. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And don't forget, tonight we will be at the Ford Idaho Center for God and Country. Gates open at 5. It is free. I hope to see you. I went out to DMB and bought myself a new shirt. Still can't figure out if I'm wearing jeans or shorts. The shorts fit a little easier than the jeans. I, you know, just trying to say, I don't want to, I'm trying to save myself some embarrassment here. But anyway, God and Country tonight, going to be a great time. And my friends, as we get ready to celebrate our independence, our great state of Idaho, bright lights, big city, no matter what they say, no matter how they try and rip us down, we are the United States of America. We're the state of Idaho. We're the Treasure Valley. We're the best, bravest, and brightest. And we love America. We love our God. And we will always be there. To the folks that support us, thank you. To their family members, thank you. To the people that have gone before us, it is our duty, our honor, our mantle, our privilege to make sure that we keep our great nation going. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KI. And, you know, I don't think that anyone has ever put it better in a commercial song than Lee Greenwood. Talking about proud to be an American. Aren't we? Aren't you? Aren't your kids? God bless you. God bless America. Thank you for listening. Keep the faith. Serving Emmett.